a welcome to Will It Game, the podcast about creating crappy board games from one board family. This is Ryan. I'm one of your hosts. I'm joined today by Rick White. How are you doing, man?
You know what? Exasperated is what is how I'm doing, Ryan. Completely exasperated.
Because you've been designing so hard?
Sure, we'll go with that. Or just, you ever had like a fight with technology? Like, I mean, maybe not a literal one where you want to punch it, but like, you know what I mean.
I know.
That's what I'm having.
I'm a web designer. I know how this goes.
Yeah.
Technology sucks some days.
Yes.
So, and we're here with our guest judge, Amari Akil. How are you doing today, man?
Hey, I'm good. Yeah, glad to be on the show.
So you are one of the designers behind Rap Gods, a game that Rick got to play. I did not get to play, but he speaks so highly of Rap Gods, and it's a game that we're going to see come out later in 2019. So tell us a little about what you do and what your company does.
Yeah, so I am basically the lead game designer for the company. We started with Rap Gods. That was our first game. Back in, I guess, like March 2016 was when we first kind of came up with the idea and started working on it. Our company is Board Game Brothers. And yeah, we finished up our Kickstarter at the end of last year, and we're looking to release it hopefully like August, September of this year.
That's super exciting, man. It looks really good, and I've heard nothing but good things about it from everybody who's played it. You guys actually won an award up at the Southern Fried Gaming Fest, right?
Yeah, we did, and it was a little bit crazy because we didn't know that they were even doing awards, so we missed the entire award show.
We did not know there was an award to win.
Yeah, this was the first year that they did awards for the tabletop. And somebody was like running out towards actually another friend who was working the convention with us, just like ran out and was like, "Hey, you guys won something." And yeah, they just eventually got the word to us that we won the best unpublished tabletop game at that convention.
That's super cool. That's really exciting.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So you are here to judge our game designs, which are mediocre in comparison to yours.
But at best.
Let's pretend that they're something. We are going to pitch two different games. I'm going to pitch first, and then Rick is going to pitch. And then you're going to judge our games and critique them however you want. And then at the end of the episode, you're going to tell us which is the least crappy board game pitch. And then we're going to let it go out to the internet and let people decide for themselves which pitch they like best. So, sound good?
All right. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So you picked the theme of auto repair because that's something on your mind because you got to take your car into the shop, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay. Hey, this is how we get these amazing themes. So mine
is... Real life, baby. Real life.
Real life. This is how game design works.
Yes.
Not that we know. My game pitch is called Roll and Repair, and it's Roll N, the letter N, repair. Because it's a roll and write. There we go. It's a roll and write game about running an auto repair shop, and it ends after you make repairs to 12 vehicles that come into the shop. This is unique because, unlike a lot of roll and writes, this has a shared board. You're going to actually have a dry erase game board in the middle of the table that everybody's pitching in on. It's going to be set up like you've got 12 bays for different cars to go into, different vehicles, and players are given a specific color marker or a dry erase marker that they're going to be able to mark off things and write on the board. Six cards are rolled out into the garage bays, and each card gives you a vehicle, the problem it has, and what has to be fixed. At the top of the card, you've got an amount that repair ends up paying you at the end of repairs. So, each repair will require an odd number of icons to complete the task. The reason why this makes sense is because an odd number of icons kind of leaves one person behind if two people are competing for something. A simple job may only be three icons, like a tire change, but then a harder job, some body repair work, might be 11 icons. The active player rolls four dice. They've got various icons on them with different odds. And the player chooses two dice to place on the board in one of the repair bays and then gives one die of their choice, the active player's choice, to the player to their left. Each time you choose a die, you mark using your color marker which icons you completed. When the vehicle's been fixed, the player with the most icons used in that repair has to take the customer to the billing department. This is super important because it means that that person gets that money, but it also means that they're going to miss the next roll when it comes around the table. Their turn is skipped as the customer pays for their services for the repairs. So here's a couple tricks to this game. You can force a useless die onto your opponent to the right, something that can't really be used. You can intentionally complete a repair to send an opponent to the billing department before they may have wanted to go. Or you can allocate dice on multiple simple repairs, or maybe work on a big repair for yourself, hoping for some big money at the end. So that was Roll and Repair.
I mean, I think you need to calm down. Like, that, you just read a rule book is what just happened. Like,
I got actually excited about, I started laying this out. It took me three tries thinking about auto repair. And when I finally got to this, I was like, oh, crap. I might need to make a prototype, actually.
Right. I mean, I think you did make a prototype. Like, are you cutting cardboard, like, while you're talking? Like, is that a thing that's
happening?
I'll
be muting myself in just a moment.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I figured that had happened already. I thought in the 20 minutes, you were just, like, frantically doing cardboard cutouts and writing rules at the same time.
I might actually do that, seriously, because I was actually super pumped about this pitch.
Wow. Yeah. Super fascinating. The part that I think I have the biggest issue with is everybody's on the same board. It feels like chaos. It feels like chaos.
One active player at a time. So you're going to have, I mean, the board is going to be set up. It's probably a longer board than it is a square board. But the way that it's set up is you're going to have these boxes basically next to each of the cards. When you pull the car into the bay, you're going to have these boxes next to the card. And so the active player is really the only one writing. The only reason why you have different color markers is to be able to tell which person did which repairs, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not like everybody's rolling at the same time. One active player rolls. They take two dice, they hand one off to the left, and then that's the new active player.
There's some fascinating things about this. I think, yeah, the having to manage, so if I'm understanding correctly, you have to manage each repair as it's coming down the line, and so everybody sort of gets a turn to do something on each car as it's kind of like coming through.
Well, you have all six cars available to you to start a repair on. So player number three might be sitting there and say, I'm only going to work on the repairs that are low end, and maybe I'll complete two or three of those before Ryan, who's working on something that has 11 items on their repair. Makes sense. So you have access to all six. It's just how do you want to divvy out those dice? It's not like it's coming down a conveyor belt.
Okay. That was what I was kind of envisioning.
Gotcha.
But that's a little bit different. So you have access to all the cars, so you can do actions or repairs on different ones. So the strategy really is trying to manage which cars you're doing actions on when, which, yeah, that kind of follows the standard of Roll and Write. Is it going to take longer since you have just like each person sort of acting individually, where most Roll and Rides, everybody's kind of doing everything at the same time?
So I would think it's probably a 20 to 30 minute game, because if you think about it, each person, every time you're the active player, you are doing two repairs. Now, obviously there's a couple cards out there that'll have like 11 items that you have to do repairs on. And then there's some that are just three. So if you get the majority of the repairs, that's going to be a quick fix. You know,
11 repairs, that's called totaled, and that's a car that's that needs to be put somewhere else.
Yeah.
What is happening with that car?
Yeah, they just
okay, so here's,
check.
Here's the major issue. Okay, when we do this podcast, usually it's us being goofy and making jokes with our game design. And then every now and then, Ryan comes on this show and comes and does a serious board game pitch, which then my silly little game looks completely stupid afterwards. It's like, you don't even have rules, dude. It's like, yeah, but it made you chuckle. So I'm not excited about what's about to happen. Like, I'm not prepared to be real.
I'm really looking forward to this.
I think it will be fun.
It's going to be good.
Fine.
Yeah, roll and repair. I think people might have a problem with
the name. I don't like the name that much, honestly.
Yeah, I think people might have a problem with the name. So
if
yeah.
it's a service station, can we call it roll and rip off? Oh! Take that, all you repairmen listening to this podcast. All none of you.
Oh, man. The only thing that I would ask is that immediately after this game, you make one about used car salesmen. That's like the requirement. Like, you make this, and that's where all those cars are going anyway.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Exactly. Well, guys, you know, I guess it's my turn to do whatever is about to happen. And the name of my game is going to be At Your Service. Haha, you get it? It's like a service station and the phrasing and the, yeah, I'm hilarious. So, what we've got is a cooperative game where you're working together at a shop. I kind of view this as a cross between the game Walk Star and another game whose name is for some reason escaping my memory. But anyway, we're already off to a good start, guys. We're off to a good start. So you've got cars coming in. It's kind of similar to Ryan's in that you've got cars coming in and they got to be serviced quickly. So you're going to have a deck of cards which represents things that need to happen for these cars, and you're going to have the supplies to be able to fix these cars. So what I've got right now is you rolling dice, and there's only a certain number of times that you get to roll the dice, and you can add things to your supply. Your supply has upper limits, so you got to time your dice rolls precisely so that, you know, if you have a whole bunch of tires but you need oil, if you roll too early and end up with a bunch of tires, now you have nowhere to put them. So supplies are measured in a shared board. This is where a little bit of the Walk Star game comes in. There's like a level where one through eight, and then there are discs that feature the different supplies that you have, like tires, oil, antifreeze, things like that, that you will slide up and down a track to keep track of the quantity that you have of that particular thing. So what you're doing is you're trying to spend your supplies in order to service these cars that come in. So if they've need some their tires changed, you drop the tire token by four and you change the tires. But you're not just servicing them when you have the supplies, because there's also going to be actions that you have to take. So there's going to be three cars or car per card, probably rolling with three at the same time. But on those cars, there'll be little cardboard layouts that allow you to do different things to them. So if you're changing the tires, there'll be little tire cardboard circles that go there, and you have to take all of them off and put on new ones one at a time. For oil change, we're going to have a sand timer filled with black sand. Whenever you're using the oil change, you flip that over and the oil change is done when the timer runs out. Because, you know, oil changes, you can't just like dump it all out at once. And so you're doing different repairs, trying to get as many as you can in, we'll say 3 to 5 minutes, depending on how long these things take. And you'll play through 5 days and see how much money you can earn as a group. And that is At Your Service.
Whoa.
Okay.
These are both, you guys know I like rolling dice a lot, clearly.
Woohoo!
I don't know who told you, but yeah.
Oh, I'm a huge fan. Ryan hacks into the NSA before every single episode.
I really do.
Oh, good. Because I say it all the time. My phone just randomly gives me ads for dice when I'm not even thinking about it.
That's really funny.
Yeah. I mean, that's another pretty interesting idea. And I'm also not a person that hates co-op games. So
sweet.
Yeah, yeah. I am curious. It sounds like a lot of management happening in a co-op game? Is anybody like semi-responsible for one thing versus another thing, or is everybody? It sounds like it would be a little tough to make decisions between a group.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm obviously totally still in development. We're playtesting this, very obviously. But it could be that maybe kind of similar to like a Space Cadets game,
yes,
where you're in charge of certain areas.
Okay.
Maybe you're, you know, a person's in charge of the antifreeze and the oil, and one person's in charge of the tires, and one person's in charge of other things that are on cars. I've got to come up with the things that we've got to do. Yeah, maybe you can specialize. Maybe that's an approach, or maybe it's just like a, you know, free for all. I mean, it's a real time game, so you're trying to get these cars through, pull them into the service station, and get them out as quickly as you can.
I love the black sand and the thing for oil. That's actually pretty neat.
Pretty cool.
I know, right?
I want to order
the
one right now.
The only cool thing I've ever come up with. There we go.
But I was actually looking at Space Cadets on my shelf, having that thought that you basically just said. So I like that a lot.
I think that was probably the other game that I was trying to think of at the beginning of the show. But who even knows?
I don't know.
At this point, things have rushed by so quickly, I barely remember what the game was about.
If we're talking about Space Cadets, that means your game and Rick's game are going to have to be, or Ryan's game is going to have to be played simultaneously against each other.
Oh, yeah.
That's how this is going to have to end.
Yeah, that's how it works.
So, yeah.
Until your brain explodes.
Yeah, because it definitely will. Into lots of car pieces.
Yeah. Where did this gear come from? It was his brain.
So, Amari,
you've got
one decision to make.
Two
very, very amazing games, apparently. Which one was the least crappy?
The least crappy one.
That's the standard.
That's so tough.
Because they're both so bad.
I think I'm going to go with Ryan on this one.
Rolling Repair.
Acceptable.
Rolling Repair, I think, was the least crappy.
I'm
actually really curious when I can try it out.
The prototype is done.
I might actually prototype this because I was super pumped when I finished writing it. I was like, no, this isn't garbage at all.
Yeah. What's probably happening is his kids are in the other room like, get the scissors out. You start cutting these car pieces out. Like, that's probably what's happening.
That's exactly.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
He left a task list.
They better be done when I get done.
You start drawing a bunch of cars on these carts.
I want a Cadillac on this one. I want a Geo Metro on this one.
Oh, man, you have talented children.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Well, Amari, where can people find you on the internet and find Board Game Brothers?
I myself personally, I'm on the internet as Omari Akil, at Omari Akil, most places at @Omari_Akil on Instagram. And then Board Game Brothers is BG Brothers everywhere. You can find us either one of those places. And if you're just looking at for Rap Gods, rapgodsboardgame.com.
That's awesome. You guys check out Rap Gods when it hits retail, hopefully at the end of the summer, going into the fall. That's going to be really, really exciting. And then you guys are going to be working on a Kickstarter toward the end of the year, which we're really excited about.
Yeah.
So remember, as always, head over to facebook.com/oneboardfamily and vote for your favorite game pitch. If you have ideas or just want to say, hey, that was hot garbage, but it had dice, you're welcome to comment on that post. It'll be pinned to the top of the page for the next 7 days after this release. So thanks again for listening. And until next time, we will see you at the table.
Punchboard Media.
Where we all
bring something
to the table.
Pull up a chair
at punchboardmedia.com.